Hey, it's Domain Day from CheapWineFinder.com. Welcome. We're doing what we always do. This is another value-priced wine review podcast. We write up the written review on the CheapWineFinder.com website. I think we've done some new things to it, so if you've had some problems with it lately, come back. It's doing fine. And then we plug in the microphone and we talk about it. And today we've got one from Costco, though I think it's available all over the places too. But at Costco, it's $6.89. And that 89 cents at Costco indicates that this is a special price. And I would think that in a regular shop, it would be anywhere between 12 and maybe 15, you know, 12, 13, 14 area, that kind of thing. So $6.89 is a very good price. And what's the name of this one? It's the Embroidery Monterey Pinot Noir 2021. And one of the nice things about this is that it is 2021 in end of April, beginning of May of 2024. So it's got a little bit of age to it. And that's one of the things Costco does. You get a little bit extra with their wines at a lower price. It's made by Precision Wine Company, who have about 24, 25 of their own brands. And they've made wine for Trader Joe's, I think, Aldi. And well, now I saw a couple of their wines at Costco and their and regular wine shops. So if you ever wondered, where are the wines from Trader Joe's and Aldi's and Costco come from? Well, the same place that all the other wines come from. There isn't any difference anymore. I mean, there might have been back in the early days, but now it's the big players are making wines for the brand wines for all these stores that, you know, people know and love for bargains. So it's from Monterey. Monterey is north of Paso Robles, which is central coast California and south of San Francisco. And it's a great place for Pinot Noir. It's a great place for wine generally. It's got a wide variety of climate conditions, a wide variety of soil conditions. It's got one of the coldest spots in the ocean just off the coast. It's got beautiful scenery. And it's got all these mountains and hills and all the things that Pinot Noir vines love. This is just Monterey County, which means it's from more than one AVA inside of Monterey. When you got a sub-ABA, there's some really high-end sub-AVAs in Monterey where wine can get a little expensive, but you tend to get bargains when you just get Monterey on the county on the label, because then they can pick and choose where it's from. But when it comes to Pinot Noir in Monterey County, there's not that many bad places. So what is it like? It's good. Let me take a sip. You know, it's $6.89. So you got to, you know, and then you taste it and soft and smooth and sleek. It's not the most complex Pinot Noir in the world, but then again, it's not simplistic either. It's got a lot of nice flavors to it. There's cherries and there's plums and there's cream, maybe a little of milk chocolate, some spice, some licorice, some pomegranate, tart cranberry. None of it stands out. It's all kind of smooth and integrated into the wine, which is what Pinot Noir is supposed to be. It's 14.5 on the alcohol, which is a bit stiff. You know, a couple, you know, expensive Pinot Noir from Burgundy, if it's over 12.5, they're having a fit. 14.5 is, oh my God, there's, you know, it's sacrilege, but, you know, this is California, it gets hot there. Even the cool places, there's days get hot. So this is going to be somewhere in between Meiomi. If you know Meiomi Pinot Noir, that's kind of like a full-bodied Pinot Noir. And like the classic California Pinot Noir is kind of medium to light-bodied. And this is somewhere in between. It splits the difference. I'm not really a fan of the Meiomi ones. They do taste good, but if I want a Pinot Noir, I want one of the lighter-bodied ones. If I want a full-bodied wine, there's plenty of red grapes that do that. And this is in the middle somewhere. This is, this one aims to please. I'm gonna take another sip. It's a fine wine, $6.89. You know, you can, yeah, it's got ripe cherries in it. The cherries are really pronounced. It's really nice. There's a lot going for this wine. I mean, it's got good flavor. It's like I said, I mean, a really good Pinot Noir is going to be complex and, it's going to have things you can't get from any other wine. But for $6.89, you just want a wine that tastes good and is well made, and you know it's a joy to drink, and this is fun to drink. And every time I take a sip, there is another flavor. I mean, it does have that thing where you notice something every time you take a sip. There's not tons of things to notice, but you do notice it, and that is a nice thing to have happen. So let me take one more sip, and we'll close this thing up, and we'll go from there. Yeah, it tastes great. If you're in Costco, buy a couple bottles. Summer's coming up. You're gonna need backyard wines, and this will do the trick. That's it for me, Domain Dave. Like us, we like your podcast. Push the buttons. I've got another Costco wine. I've got a Rioja Reserva from 2018, which gives that a lot of age. I think they have to have 2 years in the barrel and a bunch in the bottle, and that's what it has. So we'll do that in a couple of days, see how that goes. That's it for me. Keep it cheap. Stay cool. It's officially warm outside. And I'll be talking to everybody in a couple of days. This was the Embroidery Monterey Pinot Noir 2021. Costco, $6.89. It's $6.89 well spent. So adios. Keep it cheap. Bye-bye.